Joining us now is Flora Lichtman, our digital producer, with the digital pick of the week. Flora, I know you have a good one this week for us, as always.
Thanks, Ira. This week, yeah, it's a fun one. It's fossils, bones, skeletons, dinosaurs. It's hard to beat. it's a project called Digimorph, which is run out of the University of Texas at Austin. And what they do is basically take specimens, all kinds of stuff.
Like a fossil.
A fossil or a pickled snake or any kind of thing, mostly biological. And they send it through sort of this industrial strength CAT scanner, which takes x-rays from all directions. And then with some sophisticated computing, they can put together these really cool looking 3D models of the skeletons and of the specimens.
And so they make these slices, they put 3D models, and then so you can rotate them and see them in all different angles. And you've done that. You've put together how many different...
I tried to squeeze in as many different as many different movies as I could into this one little video. But, you know, they range everything from a flower to a veiled chameleon.
Oh.
And their most recent addition is pretty neat. It's the famous hominid fossil, Lucy.
Lucy.
Lucy has gone 3D and digital.
Wow. That headline is in. We've got Lucy 3D and digital. If you want to see Flora's digitized wonderful video, it's at sciencefriday.com. It's a sci-fi pick of the week. It's that little window on the upper left. You can actually expand it and make it bigger. And they can also, as part of this, they actually can fill in the brain case, right, a hollow, and show what it looked like. And
right. That was one of the neatest things. So Tim Rowe, who's the director of Digimorph, says that, you know, mostly he studied fossils and fossils of dinosaurs, and he kept asking museum curators, I want to know what's inside that brain case. I need to break open this skull. Right. And the curators were like, forget it.
It's not my skull you're breaking open.
That is not going to happen.
So they could do it digitally.
So this way they scan it, they see the inside, and they can fill it in and
all
know
right
what the brain is.
Flora's Science Friday pick of the week at sciencefriday.com, our video. Thanks.
Thanks.
We'll look forward to you next week, too. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliata, senior producer Ned Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our producer for digital media. Our intern is Shelley Du Bois. Neil Rausch is our technical director and at the controls here in New York. We also had help today in Second Life from Lynn Collins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and University of Denver. Surf over to our website where we are podcasting and blogging, and you can still Twitter. Our Twitter is @SciFry. And if you go to Second Life, there's a whole bunch of people hanging out there today. And you can get a T-shirt and join our Second Life community and become a member of our Twitter. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.